It's Monday, the 3rd of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. MTC customers with numbers in the 0813 and 0817 range have been unable to make outgoing calls since midnight due to a technical issue. The mobile telecommunications company confirmed the disruption with spokesperson John Ekongo saying that its technical team is working to resolve the problem.
Our 0813 and 0817 ranges experience some failures, and the failures are only insofar as outbound is concerned. Inbound can come, but when you try to call out, you're not able to. The same applies to connectivity with data as well as voice. At this point in time, our technicians are still trying to investigate the matter. The last update was that they're trying to reroute all numbers affected on our backup server. We do anticipate that it will probably during the course of the day. Meanwhile, we'll just like to extend our sincere apologies to the customers that are affected in those ranges.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced a few hours ago that he's cutting aid to South Africa, accusing the country's leadership of planning to take white-owned land. He also added that whites are being badly treated in SA, repeating the Elon Musk propaganda.
Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some horrible things. So that's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're confiscating land. And actually, they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa responded to Trump's accusations on X, saying that the newly adopted Expropriation Act is not a tool for confiscation, but a constitutionally mandated process that ensures equitable land access. Meanwhile, UNAM economics lecturer Dr. Omu Kakuyaha Matundu also commented on Trump's remarks.
We are dealing here as a madman. We are not dealing with someone who applies his mind. So this is someone who says anything that he likes. So I think South Africa should try to brace itself. If they are going to cut aid to South Africa, that will also come to Namibia. South Africa and Namibia, they should now sit down and see how much do we get from the Americans. Let's see how we can make up for that hole. But we should not backtrack on land expropriation, be it in South Africa or here in Namibia, if that is to come.
Staying on the continent, the Tanzanian army has confirmed the deaths of two soldiers in eastern Congo during recent attacks by M23 rebels. Additionally, arrangements are being made by the SADC secretariat to transport the soldiers' bodies from Goma.
In a troubling escalation of violence, the Tanzania People's Defense Force has reported the death of two soldiers due to attacks by M23 rebels in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. These clashes occurred in Sake and Goma on January 24th and 28th. Four other soldiers were injured in the skirmishes and are currently receiving medical attention in Goma. M23, a rebel group that emerged in 2012, has been accused of various human rights abuses and has been central in the ongoing conflicts in the DRC, which has seen years of instability and violence. The situation remains tense as regional forces, including those from Tanzania, work alongside Congolese troops to combat the insurgents. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.
And Islamabad has begun its first large-scale polio vaccination campaign of the year, targeting over 45 million children under 5 in a renewed push to eliminate the disease. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only countries where polio remains endemic.
The first polio vaccination campaign of the year is currently underway and will continue until February 9th. Islamabad says it is deploying 400,000 people to go house to house across the country, vaccinating children under 5. Since its launch in 1994, Pakistan's polio eradication program has been hampered by vaccine misinformation and militant attacks on polio teams hindering immunization efforts. Experts argue that Islamabad must prioritize addressing security issues in its western border regions, where polio virus rates are rising, endangering the future of children. Islamabad.
Find all these stories and more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.